Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Mishir Espanso, in this chus of the return of all the hatashes and the end of the word in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Nun Ches in the Oiz V'Hodah tradition, starting Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Tani Rav Chananya Ben Akavya Oymer, Katzoitzer is a balcony, Shilom Malo Menyam, which is above the sea, Poiches Es HaMezivo Mishal Shel Umimali. Meaning, you make a hole in this balcony, and then you can fill up water from the sea. Now, what about the mechitza that we mentioned in the Mishnah? We mentioned the Mishnah, you're supposed to have a mechitza. You're supposed to have a fence that, in order to create a mechitza tluyo, to bring it down to the water. So where do you have that? So the Gemara explains, so first of all, the hole itself has to be four tefachim. Because it's not four tefachim, so the mechitza doesn't work if it's not four tefachim. Continues the Gemara, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says in our Gemara is Arba, but the Rebbe Chaim says that Hu Shish Bo Roichav Dalet, a Roichav Arba, meaning the balcony needs to be 4 amas by 4 amas. Now 4 amas by 4 amas, how much is that? Every amma is 6 tefachim, so it's 24 tefachim by 24 tefachim. Take out 4 by 4, 4 tefachim on each side that you need for the hole. So what are you left with? You're left with 20 tefachim, 10 tefachim on each side of the hole. So you'll take these 10 tefachim on each side and you imagine them bent, going downwards, going instead of being horizontal, being vertical, and going down and becoming the mechitza for this hole. So Rav Yaakov Barach is telling us that it goes against the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you have to have a mechitza, it has to be vertical, it can't be straight, and just imagining it bent. But the chiddush over here is this shita holds that as long as I have 10 tefachim, even horizontal, I can imagine it bent, and that will be used as the mechitza for the hole. It says the Gemara, V'hushi yu mechitzas gvoris asara. You have to get somehow to a mechitza of 10 tefachim. That's the only way it works. It says the Gemara, Taman Amri, there they said, meaning in Bavel they said, Afilu ein mechitzas gvoris asara, even if it's not 10 tefachim for the mechitza, nases kim mishmeres chat. You look at it as if it's a funnel. What's a funnel? Meaning you take the two mechitzas, the imaginary mechitzas on each side of the hole, and you look at them as if the shape is not a straight line going down, but they go in an angle and they meet each other. It's a triangle. So it basically closes the place and makes it an enclosed place that you can use it on Shabbos. Meaning, according to the first Mandal Amar, you have to come and say mechitza tluyos, have to have 10 tefachim, and have to be able to go down to the bottom. According to the second sheet, I look at it as if it's closed in the bottom, so it's just a closed place. So it's part of a shusay yochid. Says the Gemara, Avidi Amar, Kumi Avchiyo, Mutar Lemalois, Osur Lishboich. You can use the hole only to fill up water from the sea, but you can't throw water or sewer from this balcony to the sea. Says the Amalei, Kanimna Chachomim, Nimna Cho Imohin. Meaning, when we're going to make Chachom, give smicha to Chachomim, you will join them as well. So the Shaila is, what did he mean when he said that sentence? Is it derogatory ways, making fun of him? Or it's a shvach, it's a praise? So more brings two opinions. Amamana Miker Havimei, he was making fun of him. Meaning, say the svar that you could take water, you could just take water from the sea, but not pour water to the sea, why should there be any difference? Omar Besi Ba'aboin, Milo Amarle. He gave him a good reasoning. Mutar l'maloy, see now why you're allowed to fill it up? Shem Amalem Mechitzasoy. Because you're filling up from the sea directly into the balcony. The sea is considered to be somewhat of Rishus HaYochid, at least with the Raisa. You're taking out to Rishus HaYochid up there because the mechitzas are coming down into the sea. So you're basically taking Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. For us to Lishboy, you can pour Sheshafeh Chutz HaMechitzas. Once he pours the sewer from the balcony to the sea, it's going to spread to a different direction, even outside the mechitzas. So it's considered to be that he's spilling outside the mechitzas. That's why it's also. That's why to fill you can do, but to pour you can't. The only time that we can rely on this concept we mentioned at the beginning of the Amud, that you look at the mechitza as if it's bent and goes down, and you can use that, it's only when you're in a place like the Sea of Galil, of the Kinneret, which is surrounded by mountains. And mainly, it's a really Rishus HaYochid. But we're going that it's not going to be a Rishus HaYochid, it's considered to be a Karmelis. But because it's really Rishus HaYochid, so you can be more makel with the mechitzas. But if you have a regular sea, which is considered to be a Karmelis, which is a derived of the Karmelis, according to the Yerushalmi, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, so there you can now rely on that you're going to have an actual mechitza tluyo in order to take out from the water. So the Gemara continues the Mahalach, this idea of mountains surrounding a place. Hayin Pioistrus or areas, cities, countries that are surrounded with mountains. Zog mitoich l'shusharabim l'toicho. Is it chayav or not? The fact that it's surrounded with mountains is considered to be at least mid derayso shusayachit. Omale al daitoch en l'shusharabim l'oilam. According to you, the entire world is surrounded with a sea. So it's surrounded with a mechitza. So the whole world is not l'shusharabim. Says the Gemara in Chinami, Rishlaki Shomar, Loilum and Rishusarabim, which are Mifuleshes, Misoifoilum, and Soifoi. And no Rishusarabim to be Rishusarabim, it needs to be have no mountains around it. If there's any mountains around it, that makes it into Rishusayachit. So it has to be completely Mifulish, completely open. Mashra from Rishlakish, that there is such a thing as Rishusarabim, just you have to make sure that there's no mountains around it. Says the Gemara, Muchlev Shitas Rishlakish. This seems to be a little bit of a contradiction to Rishlakish. Rishlakish said in a different place, there's no such thing as Rishlakish in this world, because this world, every place has somewhere mountains. So there's no Rishlakish. And the Hemshech HaPosek is, V'chol har v'giv v'yishpolo. It means, finally, when we get to L'Asid Lavoi, then the world will be flat. And when it's flat, then you have a Shusarabim. So the Gemara Mastisa Pligal Rishlakish, the Mastisa argues on Rishlakish, because it says there, Hezu Shusayochit, what is considered to be Shusayochit? Shvili Beis Gilgal. It's some fields that are on a slope. Vechen Kayetze Behem Shusayochit Lashabes, Shusarabim Latumo. Shusayochit Lashabes, because it's on a slope, the slope creates over here a wall. But Latumo, you go based down, if you have a wall, based on people go there. If it's a place of a public domain. So that's a place where people go, and therefore it's Rishusarabim L'tumo. Mashra, this is the only place to Rishusayachit, but a regular place is Rishusarabim. So that is the Mashra like Rishlokish. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Loi Omar Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi, in Masechet Sukkah, tells us, if you have a mechitza tluyo, you have walls of a sukkah, which are not attached to the ground, they're in the air, that's good enough, you consider it to be going down, and your sukkah is surrounded with the mechitza. Says the Gemara, Loi Omar Rabbi Yosi, Elen Yen Sukkah. Only by Sukkah he holds Mechitza Tluya works. But regarding Shabbos he holds Mechitza Tluya does not work. Says the Gemara Chesam with base, Milsev Chanino Amro Afliyan Shabbos. Meaning he learned that Rabbi Yosi holds that even if you're going Shabbos, you say Mechitza Tluya. Tamar Chanino Shilton Ba Letzipoyri. There was someone from the king, and the half of the king came to Tzipoyri, and they need to respect, they give it some covet. Vetolo Kitiyos. They put some sheets, some curtains, which were hanged up, which is a mechitza tluyo. And Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi letalta tachtem kashitas aviv. And Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi went with his father's shita. Said mechitza tluyo works. So you see, he holds mechitza tluyo works even on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi aboy mishav Shmuel bar Yitzchok asked the Rabbi Yosi bar Chanino kirav Chananyo. Meaning Rabbi Yosi bar Chanino also agrees to Rabbi Chananyo to tell me that Rabbi Yosi agrees that mechitza tluyo works on Shabbos. They both argue on Rabbi Yochanan that we just mentioned before that he holds Rabbi Yosi did not say regarding Shabbos, only regarding Sukkah. Now, where is the Rabbi Chanino? So the more demand we're using Yosef Reb Chaim over here, the mar Rabbi Yosi Chanino. Rabbi Chanino said, Rabbi Yudon, Rabbi Yosi, Vechanani ben Akavio, Shloshtam Omri Dover Echot. These three, the Tanoim, held the same thing. Rabbi Yudon, Dikshorim, Mefuloshim. What is the beauty of Ksharim and Filoshim? Ksharim and Filoshim, we spoke about, we mentioned it earlier in Masechta, that if you have bridges, read the hold, you can carry underneath them, because you say, Pitikra Yoriv Yosoysim, the edge of the ceiling goes down, and therefore it's considered to be completely sealed. Now, as Reb Chaim points out over here, the Gilyon HaShas asks, what's the Shaykhis? That's Pitikra. Pitikra is not Mechitza Tluya. So he says, therefore you have to do a different Girsa. Reb Yudah that said earlier, regarding when you have a pit between two chatzeres and you have the wall going over the pit, the wall works to be the mechitza. So you see mechitza tluya works. So Reb Chaim points out that really it's a machlokes rishonim. Do we say that pitikra yoriv v'soysev, the edge of the ceiling goes down, and mechitza tluya, is it the same din or not the same din? And the gears of that we have in our Yerushalmi, mashra, it is the same din. So that's Reb Yudah. Reb Yosi had the sukkah we just mentioned. They have mechitza of sukkah, even though it's hanged in the air, it works as a mechitza. Chanani allowed three things. Hitir katzoitzor, which we mentioned at the beginning of this daf, that if you have a balcony, you make a hole and you can use it. So that's considered to be mechitza tluyo. Ve'atzo shebayam is this grass, this greenery that grows in the sea, that you can use it to be matman pierce in it. Chaim brings two explanations, either regarding Tumo, that doesn't make Tumo, even though it has moist in it, or regarding Shabbos, that you can use it for Atmona. Ve'avos alunotis. Bringing a towel back after bathing, and there's no chash that he's going to come to the day schito. So we see here, these three sheetahs are talking about Mechitza Tluya. You see, he holds, according to Rabbi Yossi, Mechitza Tluya works also for Shabbos. Says the Gemara, now we're going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says he had two balconies, one on top of each other, and the top one did the Mechitza, so you have a problem, the bottom one is going to cause an issue. The top one, they don't do an Eruv. So says the Gemara, Ravo B'Shur Rabbi Yossi, Adoda Atomim B'Mishtamesh Dech HaNekev, HaMishtamesh L'Chutz Mutur. Explains Reb Chaim, what does it mean? The way the Gemara explains the case of the two balconies is they literally one on top of each other. And that both balconies have a hole in them. And the Gemara understands what he does is he's taking a bucket and lowering from the top balcony that has a mechitza down to the bottom balcony which does not have a mechitza and is using that to go take water from the sea. And the reason is because the tachtoina cannot carry it. So the elyon is going through the hole of the tachtoina is using an area which is usur. And that's what the Gemara says. That's only if he's using the Derech HaNekev, going through the hole of the bottom one. If the top one doesn't go through the hole of the bottom one, it goes not through the hole, it goes from the side, and is not using the bottom one hole, even though it's going very close to it, it's mutter to take water from the sea. Now the chiddush in this explanation of the Mishnah is that the fact that the Mishnah says that the Elyon has a mechitza, the Tachtonin does not have a mechitza, that's not the reason it's usur. Because even if the Tachtonin did have a mechitza, you still cannot use the whole of the Tachtonin. Because they didn't do an Eruv, you can't use from one Meshus to another Meshus. But the Chiddush is that even though the Tachtonin really, it doesn't cannot use this whole because there's no mechitza. So I would think now the Elyon can use it and can just ignore the Tachtonin, you still cannot ignore it. So think more of a Tanikin, there's a price of this way. You have three balconies, one on top of each other. The top and the bottom one belong to the same person. No issue of any of Eruv. But the middle one belongs to somebody else. So you can lower a bucket from the Elyon to the Tachtoino through the middle one. Meaning you could go straight from the top one to the Chotzer and not through the middle one, and then there's no issue. And that's exactly the point we said before. That only if you go through the Tachtoin is a problem, not if you go from the outside. And that's the Gemara's Mendayah. Komer Shul Bavitzchuk Adodat Mar Mibifnim. Inside the hole. Avim Bachutz Motor. That's the Gemara of Reb Chaim. You can use the outside. Reb Chaim adds over here that Avim Bachutz here means not only that it's not touching the middle one, it may go through some area of the middle one. For example, let's say the middle one has a window. It goes through the window. But the window is not considered to be the main area of the middle one. Because it's considered to be Rishus Avir. It's in the ear of the middle one, and therefore you can use it. It's not considered to be using the Rishus of Tachtoino, have a problem of an Eruv. This is the case which Rav Zeir is coming to argue. You can use the hole in the middle. You can also use any other holes, like using the window, even though it's in the ear, because it's still considered to be Rishus of the middle one, which is not joined the Eruv. Says more, Masniso Pligo, using Chaim's Girso. Masniso Pligo, Shmuel Bar Yitzchok. We find a bright argument of Shulba Yitzchok that says that even if you're using Mibachutz, meaning not using the hole in the floor of the middle one, it's also an Asur, even if using a window. What's the bright? It says, Mishashim Gederes Basar Me'al Gabeziz. A person can lower a dish of meat from a ziz like a big pole. We continue with the Nafnut Tesamud Aleph, Shekavoy Asur Veroch Varbo. Meaning, if the pole is Rishus Ayochet, it's 10 by 4, you can use it to lower a piece of meat. But if there's a window which has an opening of 4 tefachim, it's Asur. So the Gemara understands, what does it mean? You want to use the Ziz. The problem is, in order to get from the Ziz, from this pole, down to the bottom, you have to go through a window of somebody else. And that window is something in between. So you see that even though you're using a Rishus of somebody else through a window, not put it by putting it on the floor, it's already a problem that you're using another rishus. And that's what it says, shame ishtam shim rishus to rishus, derech rishus. Can't go from can't use one rishus to another rishus. Well, let's say they have air between them, or belongs to the same person, I have to go through to a middle rishus. Even on the middle rishus, I'm using the window. So you see the window is already an issue. Ma avila shul ba vitzchuk, so what shul vitzchuk will do with this? Pasala b'shove. Meaning the window is not somewhere in between the ziz, the beam, and the chotzer. But it's in the same level as the beam. It's considered to be part of the beam. It's not When I'm talking about the window may not be a problem, is if I'm going from a higher rishus to lower rishus, and in between, I'm using the airspace, the window, then it's not a problem. But here the window is the same level as the beam. So it's considered to be part of the beam. And if the window is a different rishus, it disturbs the passage of going from the beam to the chatzar, because it's considered to be that you're going through another rishus. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Nun Ches.